Chapter 19. Too Little Too Late. 2005. In 2005, the U.S. military fought a rolling series of battles across central Iraq in an attempt to tamp down the insurgency and permit Iraqis to move forward politically. Parliamentary elections were held in January, a constitutional referendum was held in October, and a National Assembly was elected in December. Following Casey's campaign plan, U.S. forces focused first on Baghdad, then, in the summer of 2005, turned to Tal Afar in northwestern Iraq to try to seal the Syrian border, and then in the fall, fought in the small towns along the Euphrates Valley between the capital and that border. The idea of this incremental approach was to clear and hold territory, rather than simply to fight and withdraw. Once again, troop numbers proved the limiting factor. U.S. troops did the clearing, and there were only so many of them, and Iraqi forces were supposed to do the holding, and there were even fewer of them that were effective. Yet, despite a solid year of fighting and those three major elections, by the end of 2005, the insurgency had intensified. The number of bomb attacks had increased steadily, eventually hitting 1,800 a month in the fall of 2005. In addition, the bombs became more powerful, capable of utterly destroying an armored Humvee. Another twist was that some bombers figured out how to attach propane or jellied gasoline, effectively creating napalm bombs. "We got better armor, they started getting better ordnance," Colonel Bob Chase, the operations chief for the 2nd Marine Division, said, after 14 Marines and an Iraqi civilian were killed in a single blast under an amphibious assault vehicle near Haditha in August 2005. There would be a total of 34,131 insurgent attacks in 2005, compared to 26,496 in the previous year. "The insurgents are getting a lot better," said an American Samoan platoon sergeant operating at an outpost southwest of Baghdad called San Juan. In his first tour, he said, it was easier to spot homemade bombs. "Now, the IEDs are a lot more complicated. They have more sophisticated, deeply buried ones." Likewise, said a Humvee gunner, in 2003 it was common to come across insurgents in the open, carrying AK-47 assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. "Now you don't see them," he said. Overall, during the year the insurgency remained as robust and lethal as ever, noted Jeffrey White, a former analyst of Middle Eastern affairs at the Defense Intelligence Agency. The U.S. military also was changing. Pushed by his counterinsurgency advisors, General Casey endorsed the concepts of counterinsurgency and began to indoctrinate incoming unit commanders in that way of thinking. Late in 2005, he established a COIN Academy, the military's acronym for counterinsurgency, at the big U.S. military base in Taji, just north of Baghdad, and made attending its course there a prerequisite to commanding a unit in Iraq. Back in the United States, Petraeus, now at Fort Leavenworth, the Army's central educational establishment, made the thousands of Army officers who were students there also begin to study this peculiar way of war, so unlike what the U.S. Army had studied for the previous three decades.